Prologue.
Are you going to take all day counting it?
The man doing the counting stopped and aimed a disgruntled look at the man in the frock coat pacing in front of him animatedly. He didn't know the reaction his displeasure had, for the man hiring him kept the brim of his top hat pulled low over his brow, obscuring his features. A difficult feat for so narrow a hatband. It was a comical distraction watching the man attempt to pull his hat low without toppling it from atop his head, which did make his counting slower. If only this man realized his identity would be revealed momentarily. After he finished counting, that is, he would be less apt to struggle. The hireling returned to his counting, pondering over this man and others like him, nameless, oftentimes faceless individuals who needed a disagreeable task tended to, but lacked the fortitude to see it done. That was the only difference between him and they. He had the fortitude. One less significant difference was his lack of concern about any of them identifying him, for he never pulled his hat down low or tried to obscure his features in any way. They could easily describe him to the law if they bothered to look at him, which they never did, unless he made them, which he always did. Still, no one ever looked his way more than once, and never sufficiently to describe him as other than horrifying. Still, he often wondered whether that moment when they looked him full in the face would offer a satisfactory identification. Should someone deign to inform police of his illegal activities? Possibly. Would anyone dare turn him in? Never. After all, what would they say? He grinned at the potential conversation. Constable, I hired a man with skin so scarred it's barely identifiable as a face. Truly horrifying. What did you hire him for? What? You said you hired him. No. He wasn't concerned in the least. But this man should be. He snapped at the man to allow him to finish his counting, deflecting onto him his own distractions, which were the true cause for the time consumption. Bother me no more, and I will finish sooner. Certainly. The procurer of the services replied, pulling his hat lower on his head. It's just the longer I stand here, the more likely it is that I'll be recognized. The man scoffed, both at the arrogance of the man in assuming anyone even cared he was in this part of town, and that he accompanied the comment with another tug on his hat, pulling it so low that it nearly covered his eyes entirely, uncovering a majority of his sandy blonde hair. It was a wonder the man could see it all. His comment, however, ceased his counting once more, exasperating him. If recognition is such an enormous concern, don't ever approach me during daylight hours. Now, from this second forward, remain silent, and I will endeavor to finish in all haste. He bent back to his task. As he counted, his eyes bulged in pleasure, as it always did when he handled such large denominations. All here, he breathed. Any particular day in mind, or would you like me to tend to it at my leisure? Tonight. Can't. He said, feeling the money slipping from his grasp that swiftly. I have a prior engagement that prevents my doing so. Tomorrow night too late, or do you need to take your money elsewhere? Tomorrow night's fine, the man responded, and the hireling felt his feeling of euphoria return. Just make certain that it looks like an accident. I always do. And I don't want anyone being able to trace the deaths back to me. Ah, there it was. That one phrase always uttered, which he used to ensure no one ever told the constable about the disfigured face of a criminal, if any grew a twig of bravery to do so. The only way that would happen is if I elect to tell someone, or if you do. And there was the look of alarm, which brought the man's face up, his top hat tumbling to the ground. Eyeball to eyeball they stood, for just long enough for each to memorize or recognize the other. It was always the threatening words he spoke which caused those that would hire him to reveal their identities. Tell anyone who I am, that phrase promised, and I will silence you as surely as I do those men and women whom you hire me to silence. I haven't any intention, nor do I. Your identity is known only to me, he whispered again, the threat clear. Tomorrow night we'll see the deed done. Have a pleasant afternoon, Mr. Middleton. A pleasure doing business with you. The hireling laughed as the man's eyes bulged at having his name trip off the tongue of an assassin. He reached down and snatched up his hat, jamming it low on his brow again, then turned and disappeared into the shadows, the sound of the scar-faced man's laughter ringing in his ears.